Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Guerra. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Guerra Show, speaking truth to that stolen power in Washington, delivering the stone-cold truth here every single day. If you're not ready for that, have more coffee. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, day 42 now. The war in Ukraine continues with devastating results and cries of war crimes and calls for Vladimir Putin to be tried for those crimes. Accurate or not, we'll talk about it. Number two, the Republicans have turned things around when it comes to fighting unfair gerrymandering. Big news, because for a long time it looked like the Democrats were winning this big battle in the courts, but that has changed. And number three, John Durham has unveiled yet another bombshell in his latest court filing, and he has outlined an organized conspiracy facilitated in these court papers, it appears, by Hillary Clinton's campaign to target Donald Trump as a candidate. But even worse, the Clintonistas continued to attack after the election. The Clintonistas were all in a fury then. How could their election, the one that they deserved, the one that they were entitled to, was taken? And the sole purpose of the attacks after the election, the weakening of the presidency of Donald Trump. If that's not the definition of treason in the Constitution, it should be. This means Hillary Clinton's orchestrated an entire smear campaign. It began July 2020, at least. And it was based entirely on fake stories, made-up events, phony sources, everything. Everything. The fake Russian dossier was built by Hillary and her co-conspirators. Let me say that again. Co-conspirators. In fact, John Durham wrote it this way. The Clinton campaign, her researchers, and others formed a joint venture or conspiracy, and that is a damning indictment in and of itself. Couple that now with the growing dumpster fire that is Hunter Biden and his scandal. And all of a sudden, it seems these chickens are all coming home to roost at the same time, and not even Barack Obama can save them. Democrats fighting problems on all fronts, the economy, failed energy policy, foreign policy failures, and now the scandals that are erupting like dumpster fires everywhere you look. And yes, Barack Obama couldn't do a thing about it. In fact, it was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen. After the appearance yesterday at the White House to talk about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, if you will, first Kamala Harris gave comments, and then Barack Obama gave comments, and then Joe Biden gave comments, and then there was a scrum of people around the podium. After Joe Biden signed the executive order expanding Obamacare to some extent. And Joe Biden stood there by himself, all alone. Nobody cared. And I've seen this before. I've never seen it before with any other president. But he stood there. Nobody cared to talk to him.
What about me? What about me?
Nobody cared. They're all over talking to Barack Obama as if it's a receiving line at a fancy wedding, shaking hands and slapping backs and smiling and telling jokes. And Joe Biden,
Jill.
But Jill wasn't there to save the day this time. She wasn't there to save the photo op. It looks horrible. And that's being kind. It looks horrible. And that is being kind. Joe Biden is irrelevant, even to Democrats, even to the Democrats inside the White House. And that's a fact. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, he's mixed up in all of this, by the way. He's neck deep in all of these scandals. And he has the nerve to say the Biden family believes they did the right thing. They did the right thing by fleecing millions and maybe billions of dollars from foreign countries, all led by Hunter Biden and looking out for the big guy. For the big guy. Listen.
The Washington Post also reported this week on deals that Hunter Biden had with a Chinese energy company, paid $4.8 million to entities controlled by Hunter and the president's brother. Is the president confident his family...
We lose a little bit of sound there, I think. I think the sound dropped out a little bit. Let's just try that again. It's ABC News. It's Ron Klain. Let's see if we can hear this.
The Washington Post also reported this week on deals that Hunter Biden had with a Chinese energy company, paid $4.8 million to entities controlled by Hunter and the president's brother. Is the president confident his family didn't cross any ethical lines?
George, the president is confident that his family did the right thing. But again, I want to just be really clear. These are actions by Hunter and his brother. They're private matters. They don't involve the president. And they certainly are something that no one at the White House is involved in.
There you have it. Nobody in the White House believes that they've done anything wrong, right? They don't believe they've done anything wrong, which is amazing. Considering they've been in Russia, Ukraine, China, and the money's coming in by the wheelbarrow load. By the wheelbarrow load. Through Hunter's dirty deals, money laundering, human trafficking, hookers, frankly. And all the time, the mass media was protecting the Bidens, trying to say all this. This laptop isn't real. Of course it's real. It's very real. And Joe Biden's denials of Hunter Biden ties to business and his ties to that and all of it being fake Russian propaganda, it's all going up in flames. Listen to this.
50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged.
I still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian disinformation and a smear campaign, like you said.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you'd ask it. I had no response. It's the last ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
No basis at all, except for all the facts that are lined up to say there's quite a basis now, isn't there? Quite a basis now, isn't there? In fact, Peter Schweitzer, the author, says this is a Biden family scandal. It involves Joe Biden. It goes all the way to the top. The big guy asked about in a grand jury investigation. The big guy, who is that? The question was answered. We don't know the answer yet, officially. We, of course, know the answer, but officially we've not been told that it's Joe Biden. It's family corruption. It's a money laundering machine. And Joe Biden is the ringmaster. Make no mistake, he knows that they're profiting off the name, off the position, off the access, off the opportunity to get into the White House when he was vice president. And now, how compromised is he? That's the real question for us today. How compromised is Joe Biden? And will John Durham and all of it sneak back around? Will it? We'll have to find out and keep an eye on it, and I will right here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, recession, a fox on the loose on Capitol Hill biting members of Congress, and more. I'll be back.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.